11 before 6. All right. First thoughts, maybe run a little behind usual today, but we'll get it in. And I got my Bob Goff Live in Grace, Walk in Love devotional. Hope you had a terrific Easter weekend. Let us know, what was the highlight of your weekend? We'd truly love to hear from you. The Wake Up Show is always interactive. 715-396-1670. And 396-1670 will be your connection. Just leave us a short voicemail with the highlight of your weekend. Or maybe you have a joke to share, like this listener here.
Well, beautiful resurrection with all of you. And for your Monday morning giggle, what has ears but can't hear? A corn stalk.
I saw that coming. I saw it coming. Yeah, okay. Thank you for that. Meanwhile, also today in history, in 1896, the first modern Olympic Games were held on this day in Athens, Greece. Fire it up. Yeah, of course, we had the Winter Olympics already this year, and then the Summer Olympics in 2028 in Los Angeles. Also, in 1917, this is the day the United States declared war on Germany.
Over there, over there.
In boxing in 1987, Sugar Ray Leonard upset Marvelous Marvin Hagler to become middleweight boxing champion. Yeah, I guess he had legally changed his name to Marvelous Marvin Hagler. And finally, on this day in 1998, Country Music Hall of Famer Tammy Wynette died at the age of 55. She was known as the first lady of country music from the 60s to the 80s. All right, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for April 6th. A body that honors every part reflects how God loves us. 1 Corinthians 12:27. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Bob Goff says, isn't it weird how you barely remember you have a pinky finger until you sprain it? That's great. After years of taking it for granted, suddenly your pinky makes itself known every time you pull out a credit card or reach for a fork. It reminds you every part of your body matters. What about a stub toe? Isn't it amazing how a one-inch toe can bring a six-foot man to his knees? Yeah. Goff says, God says we're his body here on earth. It sounds strange to think that we'd be standing in for an infinite God, but it all makes sense when you think about how he set things up. He uses small things just like they were big things. Fingers, toes, you, me. Jesus had to go for a while, so he told us he would leave his spirit with us and we would do the things he did. He said we were going to be his body here on earth. Goff says, if we are God's body on earth, every part has a role to play. Whether it's the eye, the mouth, the heart, the pinky, or the toe, we've all been assigned an important and irreplaceable part. Just like we can't overlook the smallest of parts, we can't overlook any of the people God made because he's given each of us a gift. Everyone reflects a different part of him. And when we work together, allowing each person to live the role God designed just for them, people will know and feel the love of Jesus. Closing paragraph. Goff says, God knew we would be weak on our own and stronger together. The way we love each other is the best evidence that Jesus is still alive. Whether you're big or small, tall or short, wide or narrow, your Christ-like love for other people is how we move forward as God's body on the earth. So, what's your part? What's your role in the body, and how can you work with the people who have a different role? Can you do it without any expectation of reciprocation? Reciprocation. Today's question, what role do you play in the body of Christ? It is April 6th, and I'm going to begin with a birthday in our family, my wife's dad, Jim Leckler, he and his, my mother, wonderful mother-in-law, Jean, are in Texas where they've been wintering in recent years. And anyhow, left a little later than usual this year because he was recovering from some back surgery. But hey, happy 76th birthday to my terrific father-in-law, Jim Leckler, today. He's a great man of God, great brother in the Lord, and yeah, if you know him, you know what a great guy he is. So, also, again, We want your birthdays, your anniversaries, whatever you're celebrating, wib.com/celebrations. And at the end of the month, we'll have a big drawing that you'll pick up at Victory Coffee House and Cafe, opened Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 3 at 1632 North Broadway. And a free coffee, tea, or latte from them just gets things started. So many goodies. We'll have two preliminary drawings before that for the $25 gift cards for Jim Bob's Pizza Market on the River in Chippewa Falls. So let us know, because there's nothing there today. It's empty today. There's one coming up April 13th, and then we skip ahead to June 3rd. So wib.com/celebrations. Some people have been, you know, telling us about your own birthday. That's great. But, you know, let us know about somebody else's. And then that person, whoever we celebrate, they're the ones that are eligible for the great prizes at the end of the month. Okay, on the listener line, asking for your highlight of the weekend, but we also got some birthday info.
Morning, Mark. It is my grandson Xander's birthday today. He was born on Vicky's birthday in 2021, the same year she went home. She was quite excited about it when it happened. But anyway, happy birthday to Xander. Have a great day.
Thank you, Keith. Keith and Owen there on WWIB. And his grandson's birthday today.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. This is Randy from Stanley. We had a really wonderful worship service yesterday honoring the risen Christ. And by the grace of God, there were some decisions that people made to become believers in and follow Jesus with their life. And so that was really, so wonderful. We know we have a gracious and loving God who forgives us of our sins if we ask him to. So what a highlight. And then spending time with family. Boy, we had a wonderful Easter dinner, and so it was so good to be with my children and grandchildren. God bless you all, and have a wonderful Easter Monday. Have a good day.
Good morning, Mark. Highlights of the weekend, along with Easter, which at our church we have Easter breakfast, and the leadership team all puts that on for the people of the church on Sunday morning. We also spent Easter afternoon with my siblings at my sister's house for Easter with all of our family, so big crowd for all of us. But the big highlight of the weekend was, of course, it was Adam's 40th birthday on Saturday. And his wife, Grace, had planned a surprise party, which she did manage to keep from him. And they had it at Calvary Baptist, got well over 100 people there. And one of the highlights, which I didn't get to see necessarily, was as he come in, his brothers Ryan and Kyle come up behind him and picked him right off the floor and put him on their shoulders. So as they sang happy birthday to him. And one of the other highlights for me, more personal highlight, is Vicky's sister, younger sister, Faith, and our niece, Alyssa, came from Barnum, Minnesota, to enjoy the party with us. And it is the first time I've seen them in over 4 years. So it was kind of a great weekend all the way around. You have a great day. Bye.
All right. Thanks so much, Keith. WWIB. All right, we've been asking you this morning, what was your highlight of the weekend? We'll share ours. We welcome yours at 715-396-1670. We heard from Randy and Stanley and Keith and Owen as well. And, boy, it'd be hard. There were a lot of highlights over this Easter holiday weekend. But I guess one that stood out for me, I got a chance to work alongside my son Michael and do his taxes. And we had a couple of years worth to do. We had money coming back. It was just fun to see his excitement in getting a tax refund. So.
Well, there you go. And get it done before the deadline,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I'm going to stick with that one.
Sure. Now, I have to say, our Easter weekend kind of turned, is quite a bit different than we thought. I've mentioned before about my twin nephews, Grady and Jace, who are 14 years old and battling a terminal and an incurable disease. It's abbreviated PCAN. And Jace is going on his 9th week in the hospital at Gillette Children's in the cities. And things had kind of gotten to a point where the family needed to start gathering around. And now, again, Jace continues to fight and he's still there. And we're continuing to pray for him and for relief and for healing. But things had gotten to the point where Lindsay and Lily went on Friday. Our entire family went back on Saturday and then decided with the way things were on Saturday night that we needed to go back again on Sunday as well, too. So a lot of different things going on and a lot I could share. But I think the highlights, when you're talking about the hope of the resurrection of Jesus Christ and thinking that you might be seeing death very, very close with your nephew, it can either make you run away from everything that you say that you hold on to and believe, or it can make it more hard and fast and sure that this is our hope in life and death. That when you're praying over him, that it's not just empty words, that you're praying to a God who lives. And so though it might not seem like it, I think just personally my highlight coming out of that was this is real and this is what we have and this is what I hold on to. And I know as we were going to the hospital on Sunday morning and we were watching our own service on the live stream because we missed it, but my mom sent me the lyrics of this song that was being sung during our service, and it's called Christ Our Hope in Life and Death. Keith and Kristen Getty, Michael W. Smith is on this one. We'll play it, but if I can read the lyrics, I know I'm going long here, but what truth can calm the troubled soul? God is good. God is good. Where is his grace and goodness known in our great Redeemer's blood? Who holds our faith when fears arise? Who stands above the stormy trial? Who sends the waves that bring us nigh unto the shore? The rock of Christ, because he is our hope.
Well, turns out we're speaking fewer words.
Indeed, a new study says that over the course of a day, we are speaking less and less.
Yeah, replicating the methodology of the 2007 paper with a new batch of 2,200 participants across 22 studies, researchers determined that, on average, people spoke about 12,700 words per day.
In 2007, however, that number came in at 15,900. So this is statistically fairly significant.
I guess so. The researchers believe smartphones are an element of the cause.
Also declining social interaction between strangers, automation and retail, banking and more. I guess if you go to the self-checkout, you're probably not talking to
unless
you're...
Yeah, that's true.
Frustrated with it, so...
We'll go Ecclesiastes here. The more the words, the less the meaning. So the less the words, the more the meaning.
Yeah, I think, again, when you're having a meal with someone, for instance, keeping the phones away from the table is a good idea. But all these things kind of add up, I guess, in a way, to fewer words being spoken. So our devices may be taking away us using our words quite as much.
So... Bigfoot, the search for Bigfoot. It turns out researchers at Cardiff University have spent 3 years interviewing 160 very dedicated Bigfoot enthusiasts to better understand the community and its motivations.
There's 160 of those people?
A lot of them.
The study looks at the long-standing fascination with Bigfoot, particularly since the release of iconic footage in 1967 showing a tall ape-like figure in California.
So the researchers found that many Bigfoot hunters invest significant time and resources in their pursuits, often spurred by childhood encounters of familial connections.
While there are thousands of people interested in Bigfoot, I didn't know that, the Cardiff researchers estimate there are a few hundred who are really serious, frequently using drones, infrared cameras, and audio recorders to search for evidence of the mysterious creature.
This isn't just a metal detector, right? I mean, they also attempt to mimic sounds they believe Bigfoot makes, such as howls or tree knocks.
Now, the Bigfoot community is primarily composed of middle-aged white men, many with military backgrounds, who often live in rural areas.
Just saying, the Cardiff researchers say there is a prevalent frontier mentality among them as they seek to discover what they believe could be an undiscovered primate species.
Their study categorizes Bigfoot believers into two groups, apers who think Bigfoot is simply an unrecognized primate, and woo-woos who believe in a more mystical, possibly extraterrestrial version of the creature.
Huh. Never knew about woo-woos. The Bigfoot Field Research Organization, otherwise known as BFRO, claims over 5,000 reported sightings, with Washington State noted as the area with the highest concentration.
Very interesting. I just had no idea there was that big of an enthusiasm for Bigfoot. Thought he just walked around eating beef jerky.
Good morning. It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And before we bid you adieu, we've got four things you didn't know yesterday.
Some factoids to drop on you. Knowledge that you can use around the water cooler or at the dinner table. Four things you didn't know yesterday, starting with this. Several now extinct penguin species were once as tall as people. Can you imagine like a 6-foot penguin?
Wow. Yeah, that is that would be tall.
Huh.
Here's another one. Canada has the longest coastline in the world, over 150,000 miles.
And yet, if you're thinking family vacation beach trip, you're not necessarily thinking
no,
Canada.
You're not.
Four things you didn't know yesterday. Two more. About 25% of the population sneezes when they are exposed to light.
Huh. Okay, wow.
I sometimes thought it was like a look at the light to try to keep from sneezing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And finally, this one you may not share around the dinner table, but anyhow, something to know. In a lifetime, an average driver will release approximately 912 pints of wind inside a car.
All right. I guess, you know, turn to your passenger and share that one.